Good morning. A warm welcome to each and every one of you. Welcome to our guests. Welcome to those who call this place home. Warm welcome to everyone. We're going to do a few announcements, deal with that first. Clarification to the order of service. There'll be a little change. The benediction will come. It will precede the closing song this morning. Then, after the benediction, we'll have a congregational song and the children will leave the sanctuary. Parents, you can find your children in their classrooms following the closing song. Just a few announcements in the bulletin. Please take note there's no Sunday school or children's church next Sunday, but there is a sharing service, and we invite you all to participate in whatever manner God leads you and nudges you. We look forward to hearing how God is at work in your life. Also take note that next Sunday evening, the 29th, there is a worship night here in the sanctuary at 7:30. And it's going to be wonderful. So please put that on your calendar and make room for it. It'll be wonderful. The rest of the announcements in the bulletin, I'll just invite you to read on your own. Ingrid and I want to thank a number of people for making this morning happen. We want to thank our Sunday school teachers. They're a stellar lot. And we thank them for their hard work in preparing the students for this program and for their love and commitment to teaching God's word week after week. We're very grateful for each one of them. Thank you to our choir conductor, Kathy Franz, and to our accompanist, Joshua Dick, who've done an excellent job in preparing the songs with the children. I want to thank Rochelle Lowen. She helped with costuming for the program. Thank you, Rochelle, for your time and your willingness to help. Very much appreciated. And to Jesse Miller in that sound booth, being a boss back there. Thanks, Jesse, for being here yesterday for our rehearsal and for just doing an excellent job back there. And then there's Luke. Huge gratitude to Luke Clausen. Luke wrote our script once again. I had a parent comment, "It's almost like the roles are written for the students." Yes, yes, that's exactly true. Thank you for your genius and your willingness to serve and work with our kids and your kindness to them and your patience with all of us. You're wonderful, and we appreciate you. Luke had to rewrite the script after we found out some kids couldn't be here. He did it with such a good attitude. Can we give him a hand, please? After Luke rewrote the script, we learned of the unfortunate absence of more students. So we have a special guest actor joining us this morning who stepped up to help us out. He's pretty familiar to most of you, so I think you'll recognize him. We want to thank him for his help, too. For a call to worship this morning, we proclaim the truth of John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Just a few thoughts from Anne Voskamp. God can't stay away. This is the love story that has been coming for you since the beginning. The God who walked with us in the garden in the cool of the evening before the fall shattered our closeness with him is the God who came after his people in the pillar of cloud, of fire because he couldn't bear to let his people wander alone. He is the God who came to grieving Job as a whirlwind, a tornado, a hurricane, who covenanted to Abraham as a smoking furnace, who wildly pitched his tent with the Holy of Holies, so somehow, in all his holy Shekinah glory, he could get close enough again to live amid his people. He is the God who is so for us that he can't stay away from us. Christmas is about God doing whatever it takes to be with us, and our doing whatever it takes to be with him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your deep love for us, that you would do whatever it takes to bring us back to you. Thank you for Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the children who proclaim your truth this morning. We ask that you bless them, that you bless their families. We thank you for them, each and every one. We commit this morning to you, Father, and we pray that it would make you smile and that it would bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite the youth class to come for the reading of the Advent, the fourth Advent.
Let us listen to the words from Luke 1. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on with favor on the lowliness of his servant."
Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
We lit the first candle, announcing this as a season of preparation, to receive the story anew, to return to wonder and adoration.
We lit the second candle remembering John the Baptist, who came out of the wilderness challenging all the people with his message of repentance.
We lit the third candle remembering how Jesus used the words of Isaiah the prophet, announcing that his mission was to proclaim liberty to all who were oppressed in any way.
Today we light the fourth candle as a reminder of the angel's words to Mary. Do not be afraid. We remember Mary's response of song and praise, as well as obedience when she replied, "Let it be to me according to your word."
We invite the ushers to take this morning's offering.
Please join me in singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 135 in your hymnal. Please stay seated.
To God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors. Luke 2:14.
Citizens of Bethlehem, let it be known that the emperor, may he live forever, has decreed that every Roman subject be counted and their names be put on a scroll. A week from Thursday.
This Thursday?
No, 4 months from now Thursday. Of course this Thursday.
I think there's bar mitzvah that day.
Too bad we're doing it anyway.
What's it for?
Well, the emperor wants to know how many of you there are.
What for?
Records, public utilities, expansion projects, taxes.
So basically just taxes?
More or less, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Taxes, taxes, taxes. I hate them.
If they took any more of my family's money, I'd have to beg from you two.
You already do.
Not much, though.
Well,
hey!
Anyway, my husband said that if business doesn't improve, we'll have to move to sister's place in Galilee. Imagine that, Galilee.
Well, Galilee's better than nowhere.
Is it though? People in Galilee are a little?
Well, we'll just have to hope it never comes to that.
to Judea, which is the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. He was of the house and line of David, to be registered along with Mary, and was engaged to him and was pregnant.
And then I said, what do you want a fourth donkey for anyway? Surely. And then I said, what do you want a fourth donkey for anyway? Surely. Us?
Yes, you. Carry these packs.
Another day, another mile.
If my kids could carry their packs all the way to Jerusalem for festivals, you'd think grown-ups could carry theirs for 15 minutes.
Then why are you complaining?
It's not my stuff. If I was carrying my things up and down the countryside, it would be different.
Sure, it would be. Your husband would be carrying them.
That's not the point. The point is, the Romans boss us around, take our money, and they don't even live here. Who gives them the right?
Now, Malka, don't you get started about rights. God has given us so much already, and he has the right, and he can take it away if he wants to. Just be thankful for what you have.
Thank you.
keep the line moving.
I never thought we'd have so many people here. Turns out a lot of people call Bethlehem their hometown.
It's hard enough to feed 4 mouths without another 4 staying the night.
4? I must have half the Judean countryside staying at my place.
Now, Shoshana, you're exaggerating.
Okay, there are 5, but still.
Next.
Hello.
Where's your husband? He has to be here.
My husband is a very busy man. He asked me to register for him.
What about them?
Oh, this is my good friend, Nechama. She makes the best cheeses in town. And this is my other good friend, Shoshana. She makes, hands down, the second best cheeses in town.
Hey!
And your husbands are?
Busy.
Uh-huh. Well, your name?
Malka, daughter of Adar, son of Asenath, son of Eliaha, son of Othniel, son of...
Oh, that's quite enough. And your husband's name?
Joel, son of Job, son of Adonijah.
Next.
Well, that was an ordeal.
What we need is someone to save us from these Romans. I am officially sick and tired of all their rules.
I've got to get home. I have some second best cheeses to make for the market.
Did you hear? The Son of David.
Praise God.
He's here.
Come see.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Slow down. Who's wearing what?
Jesus. The Savior.
He's here.
In our town. You must come and see.
Well, don't just stand there. Lead the way.
We have guests. Make some room for them.
beautiful.
He's perfect.
He's in a stable.
There just wasn't anywhere else.
The town is packed.
You could have stayed at my place.
Or better yet, mine.
Wait a minute. It wasn't 2 hours ago that you two were complaining about how crowded your houses were.
Was I?
That doesn't sound like me.
We're fine just where we are. The hard part is over.
We're just glad to have a place. After the long journey and everything else, we're just glad to have a place to sit down and rest.
And where have you two traveled from?
Oh, you probably wouldn't know it. It's a small little town in Galilee.
Oh, Galilee. Weren't you two just saying the other day what a
wonderful, wonderful place Galilee is?
And what charming people live there.
Oh, what will I ever do with you two? I can't believe we got to see him.
I know!
Just wait until he grows up.
Finally, God sent someone to save us from these Romans!
That's not what I heard.
His name is Jesus. It means Savior.
I know, but I was talking to Joseph. He said that an angel came to him and told him to name the baby Jesus because he would save us from our sins.
So the Romans aren't going home?
I don't know. Maybe. But if this boy can save us from our sins, I, for one, won't care what I have to put up with in Bethlehem.
I suppose you're right.
But I can't wait to see what he'll be like. No conquering hero will ever be able to do the things this little baby will.
Because he will save his people from their sins.
She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Give thank you to the Sunday school teachers, to the students, and to Luke for writing and directing this. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you to my fellow Roman officials, Asher Wall and Trapper Peters. Good job. Yeah, good job. After we are dismissed, the children will make their way back down through the center here and go back to their classrooms, and parents can pick them up from there. Anne Weems writes the following. It was an ordinary event after all. Women give birth every day. And the baby cries, and the woman attends to the child, and the world goes on. God did not pitch a tent among us in an extraordinary way. Jesus arrived as all of us do. Powerless and dependent, a baby. What ordinary means for the Son of God? No royal robes, no crown, nor was there priestly garb. In fact, there was no garb at all, just a baby born to dwell among us. And yet, in that ordinary place, holy was the night. For holy were the hearts of those who heard the word of God in the ordinary birth cry of a child. Let's bow to pray. Thanks be to you, our Lord and Savior, for your willingness to be born among us, for bringing light and truth into this world. Thank you for the opportunity to celebrate this event here this morning. Thank you for creative minds, for willing students and teachers. Thank you for providing us with a great story to tell, the greatest story ever, good news of great joy, for all people, for all time. The Lord bless you and keep you today and always. Amen. I'm going to invite us to take our hymnals if you need. Let's turn to number 122. Let's stand and sing Joy to the World. We'll sing all four verses. Joy to the World, 122.
Receive her King. Let every one. prepare him room, and hymn and nature sing, and him.
Good job, guys. Yeah, good job. Good job, Nick.
To the earth the Savior reigns, let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sound in joy, repeat the sound. The curse is far, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love.